1-800-522-2223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
I hate cutting the lawn. It's like it never ends. You get done, and a few days later, time to start again. And it's getting hotter and hotter. This year, get someone else to do your outdoor chores. Gant Lawn Care. Spring planting, design work, irrigation, drain jobs, and of course, lawn cutting, care, and maintenance. They get their hands dirty so you don't have to. Gant Lawn Service, 430-7886. Competitively priced, serving from Troy to Clanton. Gant Lawn Service. Call them at 430-7886. That's 430-7886.
It's April 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of April, 1960, Major League Baseball players' names appeared on the back of their uniform jerseys for the very first time. And in the process, it completely ruined a classic comedy routine.
Say, who's on first?
Why, it's McIntyre, can't you read?
Have a great April 19th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Emily's engaged at 7.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe talked about North Korea during their two-day visit in Florida, also trade and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP.
President Trump says trade imbalances are being corrected through tariffs.
It's got us to the bargaining table with many nations. And in other cases, they're paying.
Though the president says the U.S. could be lured back into the trade pact if new terms more beneficial to the U.S. were offered.
Fox's Evan Brown. The president goes to Key West, Florida today to meet with an anti-drug trafficking task force and tour a naval air station. A 35-year-old ban on movie theaters in Saudi Arabia is over.
The Hollywood blockbuster Black Panther screened in a concert hall, part of the cultural reforms under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, reversing the ultra-conservative dogma that banned movie theater screenings in the 80s as sinful.
Fox's Therese Crowley, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Once upon a time, a highly skilled group of professional broadcasters were sentenced to a lifetime of telling you the time and temperature and announcing yard sales and lost dogs. They promptly escaped and made their way to Blue Water Broadcasting, where they heard a cry for something new. Today, they still give you the time and temperature and announce yard sales and lost dogs, but they make it sound good. So tune into News Talk 93.1 weekday mornings at 6, and you can hear three men and a lady.
We don't have any lost dogs, but we found out that Emily's engaged. What do you say to that?
Roy!
No, it's not his name.
What?
Roy!
You could have waited till the day that Bailey was here. Bailey's going to be so upset.
Bless it. I'll just sit down and talk with her.
Just throw it out there. Throwing out a bone like that.
I mean, you talk about bombs away.
Ooh, I was worried that you weren't going to come back from that.
Well, in a way, I still have it.
You look a little stunned still.
I am. Happily.
Happily stunned.
But I still insist, as you're...
talking to the boy.
De facto dad, when dad, your dad can't be here, that I can ask him some questions.
Okay.
That, we want to be sure.
Okay.
As your immediate supervisor, you have my blessing.
I've met him, he seems like...
But don't think you're getting any time off for this. Better schedule that over a 4-day weekend.
Right. That was funny. That was funny, Jay. That's why we call him.
Great Scott. Oh, goodness.
Don't think you're getting any time off for this.
I don't understand because you gave her time off for Sal Sounds.
Salta.
That was planned before she... She came on. So.
Before she came under you.
Yeah, that was prior, too. So had to work that in. Which was fine.
Oh, please.
I've lost all contact with the rhythm of the show and everything. This news is just, I'm still trying to...
I can't believe Fox didn't have it on there.
Roz sent me a sweet sweet text message.
Did she, Mrs. Ritter?
And then she said if anybody were to call her right now, they'd think something's wrong with her because she's crying tears of joy.
Shouldn't Fox not only had it, but they had that special open that they use when there's...
That big boom, yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, God, what happened? You know, who died? Yeah. Who got... You know, is there a war breaking out?
They're saving that for the wedding.
Well, let's... at 7:06, we have Jay's Random Facts coming up, and following that, our usual $10 food outlet pop... quiz, but right now...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Mainly sunshine today, but a cool front is sweeping through the state. Now, this morning is mild, but this afternoon's going to be rather brisk for this time of the year. The high around 71 will seem cooler because of the northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Those winds will die down tonight, clear, cold. In fact, way too cold for this late in the season, but we're getting used to that, right? Low 40s for a low temperature tomorrow morning, so, you know, 42, 43, somewhere around there at dawn. Tomorrow, sunshine, cool for April, but really a nice Friday with a high around 72, low tomorrow night 48, then Saturday, a warmer day with a high around 76, good bit of sunshine, chance of showers by late Saturday night, but I'm talking about in the overnight hours. Then periods of rain Sunday night, Monday. Could be a soaker. 1 to 2 inches of rain in spots, more than 2 inches in other spots. 69 the high Sunday, maybe a couple of lingering showers Tuesday. Right now, partly cloudy, southwest winds at 10, which will pick up later, and it's 64 now at 7:08.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
Well, when we talk about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, they are our friends. And we go see our friends quite a bit. Montgomery Paint and Body is something that we all here rely on. And I've been relying on them. Well, I was a young man when I started relying on Montgomery Paint and Body. Brandon Turner, Donnie Turner, they always remind me about the times that I've come to visit them over the years, even back at their old location. I keep coming back because they are unquestionably the best at what they do. We always say as good as new, maybe better. In fact, I get excited when I pick up my vehicle after some sort of a boo-boo mishap.
Because you get to play pinball?
Well, no, I haven't actually seen the pinball machine yet. But you wait.
It's really cool.
Oh, you wait. Something will happen to my car. The car comes back not only meticulously repaired, the car comes back showroom clean and detailed, too. You can depend on the same kind of quality every time at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that's why folks keep relying on them. They're off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane. The phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. We can all attest, and we've all told our own stories about Montgomery Paint and Body. So why don't you think about that next time you have a boo-boo with your car. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
You know, I don't want to get real serious here, but I just came across a story about this kid, David Hogg, who has been the face of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High since the shooting. He has just signed a book deal. The 17-year-old kid has signed a book deal with Random House. He's making, and my friend, the teacher, Hogg is in her class. She was telling me that students are being asked by different media organizations if they'll talk to my agent. So they have turned this tragedy and are cashing in. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know about, you know. He wasn't even there that day. He got on his bike and drove to the school when he heard about it.
Right.
And he's writing books. Hmm. Wow. Hmm. 7:10. We've got a college professor, among others, who will be in our Morning Maroon nominee group a little bit later this morning. I'll be around 8:45 or so right now. It is that lucky time of 7:11. You know, sometimes we make our choices for the cars we buy because we're single and, you know, it's just about getting ourselves to and from, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then, because I remember my last vet, I kind of bought it as a gift for Janelle's mom because she liked it. Just happened to say, oh, that's a nice looking car. She was a flight attendant, so the next trip she came back and there it was. Then you find, wow, I'm in love, I'm getting married. Sometimes your car needs change. Or sometimes you have babies, and the babies, they grow up so fast, at head-spinning rates. They get their driver's license, and it's a fact, you need an extra vehicle in the family to accommodate. At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, the place to shop, as the Boudells did, I would never ask you to spend money with people I don't spend my own. Not once, not twice, but three times. We have purchased from Jack Ingram. They're phenomenal people. Whatever your perception of a used car shopping experience is, they're going to blow that to smithereens because they are just so professional, so welcoming, so friendly, and honest. And in this category of vehicles under 10, they got a 2006 Beetle. The old Beetles were tin cans on tires. The Beetles, I test drove the 2006 Volkswagen Beetle. I've known the Ingrams for a long time, and I loved it. Wasn't quite credit ready at that time, or I would have bought one, because it's a fun vehicle. But the safety features they've engineered into the Beetle now are amazing, and that's a consideration with the new driver. Same thing, the new driver doesn't want to be seen in an embarrassing car. These cars are in great shape. They have good vehicle histories. The interiors were well maintained, but most importantly, the engine under the hood is ready to deliver reliable driving miles. And because they don't want to sell somebody else's troubles, that's no more fun for them than it is for the consumer. So shop with confidence at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or shop online. Dozens of pictures of everything in stock at JackIngramSignatureUsedCars.com. It is 7:13. Later on this morning, you'll find out the time of the day that the average person starts cursing. God, they...
what?
The things they...
They've worked that out now?
Yeah, they finally, you know, after years... We're waiting for cures for serious diseases, but they can tell you now the exact minute of the day that people generally start cursing. We have random facts coming up, but
I have a random fact kind of like, not about cursing, but it's just one of those things where it's, how did you spend time and money to figure this out? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I'm in such a state of shock, I cannot promise a well-delivered, convoluted introduction to random facts, but I'm going to try. It's coming up.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Republican gubernatorial candidates, minus the sitting governor, were in the spotlight in Birmingham last night for a live debate. They covered many topics, including ethics laws, a lottery, Roy Moore, and school safety. Montgomery fire crews say they have contained a massive 3-alarm pallet fire on Furnace Street in North Montgomery. Fire officials worked for more than 6 hours to get this fire under control. Officials say one person was treated for non-life-threatening burns, and one firefighter was treated for heat-related injuries. And President Donald Trump says that although he's preparing to meet with Kim Jong-un in coming weeks, he could still pull out if he feels it's not going to be fruitful. An exact date for this meeting has not yet been announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We really have to work on the show.
You can't wake me up to play video games or something?
Well, it's still early.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We remain under the all clear. Nothing doing on the interstate systems this morning. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are both clear and easy going. And we're not seeing anything on the 31s just yet. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are all clear. Get an extra $1,000 trade-in value on any used Toyota Tundra or RAV4 at the Reinhard Toyota Used Car Supercenter. The selection is incredible at the Reinhard Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You have a voice for radio.
Good morning.
We'll do it live.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Your outburst with passionate response to a sobering truth.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there.
Not suitable for radio.
I'm on a freight train to Crazy Town.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE, an SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services and participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment is grabbed as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Abba-dabba-doo. Gotta run down to Marguerite's and get Wilma a big rock. Yeah, I've been working hard in the quarry, and I think I need to surprise my Wilma and get her something from Marguerite's. Marguerite's is the new Pepper Tree Shops, and they're open every day, 7 days a week, really. And they're open from, 10 to 7 Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and 12 noon to 5 on Sunday. I'm heading out to Marguerite's, the new shop at Pepper Tree. Abba-dabba-doo.
Hey, Raymond, good morning.
Morning. Hey, you're looking, I think you might have been looking for me. I had LASIK done last week.
At Montgomery Eye Physicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I need, would you mind giving your number to Jay Scott, please?
No.
Okay, hold on. Finally, at last, we have found Raymond. After a long search.
Amazing. You just ask for it, and you get... good response.
Hey, you know what? I might actually do a good convoluted introduction to Random Facts.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Aloha. Tomorrow is 420. Marijuana's high holiday. A celebration and homage to pot's enduring and universal slang for smoking. So that makes today 419. However, who are we fooling? Since the sweet bud is now legal in many states, many uptight people who said they'd never touch the giggle weed now use it on a regular basis. Soccer moms snack on some edibles while the little ones scamper around the field. And for those of you like me who are used to a wake and bake, you're not waiting till tomorrow anyway. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, 420 is just a day away. Happy 419.
And now,
here's Jay Scott, a good little doobie with
Random,
Facts. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good little doobie. Did you know that Emily's engaged?
Yeah!
Yay!
No.
Happened the last hour on this radio.
Oh, my God. Greg's going to come back from it at some point.
The podcast will get so many hits.
Yeah.
Eric liked it enough, he put a ring on it. So, yeah, I...
Let me see that ring again. I like it.
It's like a big ring.
It's perfect. Is it
a big? I'm not a jewelry guy, so I don't know. That's a big ring, right?
It's a beautiful ring, and it reminds me of the one that Brian gave Janelle.
But
that's not a diamond.
Not a diamond, because as we know, I don't like chocolate, don't like roses, don't like ranch, doesn't like the Eagles, doesn't like diamonds
or gold
or the Auburn Tigers.
Well, you know.
No.
Anyway, did you know? Despite having a heart condition and arthritis that forced him to use a cane, Theodore Roosevelt Jr. led the first wave of landings at Utah Beach on D-Day, becoming the only general to land with his soldiers that day.
I think a lot of his kids were in the service.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think most of them were.
Did he survive, though?
I
think he may have been killed in action at some point or died of a heart attack or something shortly thereafter. I'm almost certain of that.
I would have to.
Because I always focus on the positive, you know.
I would have to look that up further, and I will do that here shortly, just to see about when he died.
Okay.
July 12th of 44 in France, Normandy.
Okay,
so he did die
in action. Afterwards.
Wow, how about that?
Did you know, since Thomas Jefferson was a widower by the time he became president, the role of First Lady went to his daughter.
Yeah, and she was the first first lady.
His daughter's name was Martha.
Martha.
All right, here's the random fact I was talking to you.
Sure wasn't Wheezy?
No. The random fact I was talking about that I thought, well, how do you know? Why do you study this? Did you know that dogs tend to sniff pleasant smells with their left nostril and unpleasant smells such as danger and the vet with their right nostril?
Huh. So when you're taking your pup to the vet, you just cover up their right nostril?
Maybe.
I mean, why do we need to know this?
I have no idea.
I'm getting in the Greg boat of why is this money being spent to find out this?
How do you know? Or they study, I guess they study brain, I don't know.
It's a frequent quote.
Why is that?
That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
Why do both nostrils need to be in the other dog's poop when you're walking it?
Oh, God.
Or their butt in general.
Well, don't they learn something like 2,000 things about another dog?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Tells them a lot of stuff.
That little fecal sniff.
That's why a dog will sniff you before. Like, dogs get excited when you come home to them. But if you've been around another dog, they won't do the whole excitement thing once they smell that dog. They're like, let me figure this out.
Yeah.
Who is this? Right. Where have they been? They're getting a lot of information when they're sniffing you for that.
Yeah, I was at somebody's place over the weekend, and they had a dog, and Briscoe immediately, instead of being excited, started checking out my pant leg.
Yeah.
Because he knew I had been somewhere else.
He'd been with another one.
That's how Loretta and Irene are. When I come back, they know I've been with dogs.
Dogs.
They are not pleased. Mm.
Did you know that Ray Charles started a foundation to help those with hearing disorders? He didn't believe his blindness was a handicap, but he did believe it was a handicap to not be able to hear music.
Oh, so sweet.
Really?
Yes.
Did you know that the longest ears on a dog measured 13.75 inches for the right ear and 13.5 inches for the left ear? They belong to a bloodhound named Tigger.
Aww. Huxley's got some floppy ears.
They don't flop anymore. They stand straight up now.
Yeah, both of them do.
Yeah, he's got the muscle back to keep them both. I liked it better when one of them was hanging.
Huxley is one of three really incredibly beautiful French bulldogs that hang out in the boss's office all day long.
Right.
I love it. I bring in biscuits for them after the morning show, before the afternoon show, and the three of them crunch, 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 crunch in unison. It's the greatest.
They got personality.
Oh, they're amazing. I love them.
Did you know that 160,000 people got into the Guinness World Record for the largest karaoke?
I was not invited.
Well, you actually were. You just didn't go. They simultaneously sang Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places at the start of a NASCAR event in 2009.
You know what? I would not have participated in that. I do not enjoy that song at karaoke, Sam I Am.
Jeez, there's another thing. That's a great karaoke song.
I'm sure, yes, it's great when it's not just alphabet soup falling out of people's mouths.
Personally, Rich, I think that song celebrates alcoholism. I'm not for it.
Did you know that most states have no more than three towns named Lincoln, with the exception of Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
For some reason, they thought it'd be best to have 12.
Lincoln.
12?
12 different towns, all named Lincoln. Like, wow. How do you do that? I'm going up to Lincoln.
Which one?
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple of Pine Levels. We got one north and south, right?
Yeah, I get confused.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I met Miss Pine Level, but I didn't know which one she represented.
Yeah.
She was at the News and Views event at Baumhauer's.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know in Disney parks they do not allow adults to dress in full hair, makeup, and costume? So when you go to the park as an adult, you can't, you know, dress in costume and go and whatever. They don't want you doing that because they do not want
competition
visitors to be mistaken for actually Disney employees and characters.
Right.
Yeah.
And they call them cast members, right?
Cast members, exactly. Yeah. I believe on the front door, it's stage door, or the doors that lead to the to the entrance to the thing. Yep. It's like the stage door is what they call it.
Cool.
Did you know the smallest photo ever taken? It's a joke there. Was a photo.
Stop it.
The smallest photo ever taken was a photo of the shadow of an atom.
The shadow of an atom.
You could see the shadow of an atom, and they took a picture of it. That's the smallest photo ever
taken. That's amazing.
Did you know that if we were to launch just 1 year's worth of Earth's garbage to the sun, it would cost us around $330 quadrillion?
No.
That's a lot of trash if you think of 1 year.
Yeah.
1 year worth, 1 year's worth of garbage on the entire planet. That's a lot of trash. I think that's more the statement that this random fact is trying to make.
Right, exactly.
Rather than how much it would cost. Although, you give it to Musk and he'll figure out a way to do it for cheaper.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know that George Burns bought new Cadillacs every year? Brand new one every year. He drove until the age of 93. The only reason he stopped was because he became so short he couldn't see over the steering wheel. Not that that stops some people.
No.
No, go to Florida sometime.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You just see a hand up.
Hey, there's one of those self-driving cars. No, that's a car on the way to the early bird special.
Those are your random facts.
Good job, Jay.
Thank you.
That was an excellent group.
Emily.
Here's a little random fact. Back in 1964, a Montgomery police officer had a unique hobby. He made shutters. And he found that every time he made shutters, people purchased them. And word got around, and soon he left the police force and opened up a factory on Coffee Street where Southern Shutters was born. And he's still around this day to watch this. It's such a beehive of activity. And they make shutters that are in demand, not just around the river region, but all over North America, even in Europe. Southern Shutters hang in buildings, offices, homes. You can get a great deal here locally, though. Now, my first step suggestion is to visit southernshutter.com online and take a look at what you can get for your home, for inside or outside. They're made from the hardiest woods grown in North America, so they last and last and last. And they come with just an incredible guarantee. And what you see on their website will look that good in your home. Those pictures are not enhanced. I've seen them. The process takes about a week, sometimes even longer, depending on what you order, to complete the shutter creation process. They do not rush it. It's a combination of high-tech, skilled human beings, and the end result is a great product, second to none. Call our buddy Hunter Robinson at 294-1258 for that local deal, 294-1258, or start your visit at southernshutter.com. And now, if you were listening closely to Random Facts, it's time for our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here is Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that Emily was engaged.
God.
Breaking news.
Having found that out, what was the name of the dog that had the longest ears?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
The name of the dog with the longest ears. If you have that answer, call us right now at 272-9228, 272-9228, and win $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Like I said, with that gift certificate, walk out with 40 pounds of russet potatoes and still have change. That's how much you save. Cost plus 10 at all food outlet locations. 272-9228 is the number. Call us now. Gotta play it.
Yay!
I'll bet boyfriend makes him feel this way every day. 272-9228 is driving now.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything still looks really good out there on the interstate systems, 65 and 85, both the speed limit ride this morning. Nothing on Atlanta Highway. The boulevard looks really good. The 31s are pretty much clear. A little bit of traffic on Wetumpka Highway up around Redland Road. And it looks like Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are doing real well so far this morning. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is better than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
That happy sounds mean we're about to find a winner here with today's Random Facts Pop Quiz question. So let's go to the phones, and I got to bring up the list here. I'm a little bit slow today because...
It's not my fault.
Emily got engaged, and I'm still trying to absorb this shocking development. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, processing. Zach, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Do you have the answer to this pop quiz question?
I believe so. Is it Trigger?
What is it? What was that again?
Trigger?
Are you saying it's
no.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
You're very close.
That's a horse's. Who's horse?
Close, but it's not it. Yeah, but Zach, don't let this discourage you. Try again, please.
Thanks.
Look at this name. Lisa! Lisa.
Sir, are you calling me Lisa?
Lisa.
Oh, my darling. I am so glad you made it through the wedding and everything all right. I was top. Anyway, it's Tigger.
Tigger.
That's correct.
Yeah, Trigger is the horse of who?
Roy Rogers, wasn't it?
And he was stuffed.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Goodness. So that is, and again, Zach, we need the exact name, and since there is a Trigger, it's not close.
Yeah.
We need the specific name.
Tigger's cuter.
It's like Fuss Pots. We had a similar thing with our winning word on Baumhauer's last week.
I remember that.
But that's what the rules make us do.
Dems the rules.
Lisa, you're going to get to go to Food Outlet with a $10 gift card.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to come over there and get it. Emily, yes. Don't let the men... You are not to be congratulated. The man is to be congratulated for making a catch like you. This is the Southern way, darling.
Well, yes. We will congratulate him after he passes my questioning.
Indeed.
I'm just not going to let the greatest female sidekick I've ever had just go to without learning a few things
to
first.
Greg, he's still boyfriend from right now.
But he's a lucky son of a gun.
That tell you what, I feel the same way.
In fact, if he comes in tomorrow, I may wear my suit. I may wear my new 3-piece suit just to look official.
Oh, bless it.
Congressman.
Bless his heart.
Hang on, Lisa. I'm glad you're excited and enjoy the potatoes or the Western style ribs at 97 cents a pound. However you choose. I didn't know Rich was in the sign.
Rich Thomas brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
During the early morning hours, a fresh supply of cooler air is entering the state. The leading edge of cooler air now making it into South Alabama. The winds pick up behind it, so it's kind of mild right now, but look for kind of a brisk day today with a high around 71, but with that northwest wind at 10 to 20, it'll seem a little cooler than that, but mostly sunshine today. Winds die down tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, but a nice day for April. A little cool, a little below normal with a high of 72, low tomorrow night 48. Then on Saturday, a warmer day, good bit of sun, high around 76. Great for all the outdoor activities on Saturday. There's lots of events going on this time of year, obviously, and I'm glad to say that Saturday is the good day. Then we have a chance of showers by late Saturday night. Periods of rain at times Sunday, Sunday night into Monday. Looks like a soaker, 69 the high Sunday. Right now, we have southwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 64 at 737. And I want to talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire, because regardless of whenever plumbing becomes a problem, and we all know, and you know, during a calendar year, you're going to have plumbing problems somewhere along the way, sometimes two or three or four times a year, depending on what's going on. At Plumbing by Lukewire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they are second to none in the River Region. And by the way, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So there's not some special weekend price, you know. Oh my gosh, I can't call them today because it'll cost ridiculous amount of money. No, it costs the same every time. And do the whole house plumbing inspection like I did. It's great peace of mind to know that there's not a problem lurking behind something that's about to become a big problem. They're courteous, they're prompt, they're great folks to deal with. Plumbing by Lukewire. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lukewire. Let the professionals take care of you. 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web. acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
black. One of the most enduring menu items in the history. And Bob goes back almost 30 years in the restaurant business now. Is the black and white chicken. And there's so many ways to enjoy it. But for me... that's where I learned the miracle of white barbecue sauce. It is so good.
There's nothing beats white barbecue sauce.
It's excellent.
It's so ironic because the word is black and you're talking about the white barbecue sauce. It's just, the irony.
I love irony. I am the master of irony. This is our word of the day. This afternoon between 3 and 6 during happy hours, I recover from the shock.
Of the thing?
Of the thing.
I will ask if Joey helps me remember that we're going to be looking for the sixth caller at 272-9228 with the word black. And if that's you, you'll win a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card. I see a lot of mail names on the phone thing right now, so let's talk to some folks. Brandon?
Good morning.
Hey,
good morning.
I just got in the car and started listening. And
hello?
You're engaged, Emily?
I am.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I cannot wait for the stories, and it's going to be magnificent.
We'll start a timeline countdown as soon as we get a date.
Yeah.
And just imagine in 15 years, you'll despise each other.
No!
Brandon, this is... Oh, man.
My wife and I look at each other sometimes with so much... contempt.
No, but today's happiness. Tomorrow you can say that.
I know, but...
This is Brandon from Call of the Year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one who said don't be going to watch that 50 Shades crap.
Yeah.
Everything he does is going to get on your nerves soon. Oh, it's going to be magnificent. And you're going to need to get ready, and he's going to be trying to get ready, and it's going to be just a beautiful disaster, and I'm really happy for you.
Thank you, I guess.
Thank you so much for the...
Oh, looking into your crystal ball again.
It's just like, you know how you get excited when a hurricane's coming, kind of? I know Rich does.
Well, I don't know about that.
So,
I don't know about that.
I look forward to more radio gold. It'll be magnificent. Congratulations, Emily.
Thanks.
Thank you, Brandon.
See it.
We should replay that call of the year. By the way, Emily, we found this out, what, 6:30?
It was after the timeline.
Yeah, you know, 6:35-ish.
Rusty just sent us a new top of the hour.
Oh,
ID that,
boy.
Emily's engagement.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's quick.
I can't
wait. I'll tell you.
He's amazing.
He's on top of it.
Terry.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, Emily. I just tuned in also.
Oh, now, thank you.
Now, would you be getting engaged to the number one sugar britches?
To the number one sugar bridges.
Yeah, the number two is the traffic.
Yeah.
Number one is the real sugar bridges.
Yeah, the real sugar bridges.
Do you take this sugar bridges? I'm sorry.
All right. May your sugar balls stay full.
Thank you.
All the time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Everyone's so sweet.
They are. Let's see what Olivia has to say.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Olivia, you there?
Olivia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Speak. Tell us. Talk to us.
Tigger.
Oh.
The contest is over.
Yeah, we had a winner.
We had already had a winner for
guess
that.
What? The best news is you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that would
it
have
was
been a
Tigger.
Winner, but
yeah.
You're a little bit late.
Oh, so sorry.
Will you try again, Olivia?
Thanks for calling.
Olivia?
Bye.
What a sweet.
No. I did put her in for the thing, for the drawing at the end of the week.
Yeah. Good, though. Sorry, Olivia. Did not waste your time. You may win your family something really nice. Broadway Joe.
You know, I think y'all are all being really mean to Jay.
What?
What?
His heart must be breaking right now. He had the opportunity to get Emily.
Yeah. And there's a reason why I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're saying before the thing, they were a thing? Is that what
I'm not saying that, but I think we all know the truth.
Okay.
I think we all know.
What's the truth? I'm very curious as to what this truth is.
Oh, hey, look, man, if you don't know it, I can't tell you about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't know anything about it.
Congratulations, Emily.
Thank you.
It's this reason right here where I'm very excited that she's announced her engagement.
Eric's
I'm still messing about it. I'll find a way. Have a good day.
You too.
Be careful. Eric's going to come kick Jay's butt.
Herman.
Hey, guys. Huh? I just wanted to call and congratulate Emily that Randall's one lucky guy.
We have a funny audience. They're humorous. Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break for traffic here. I'm not too sure about this conundrum. We may do that. We may play the baloney game, but we do have a Seafood Bistro gift card to give away coming up at 7:44.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are running along pretty smooth right now. We do have a few little backed up places, neither one of which are I-65 or I-85. They're both clear. We are seeing a little bit of backup on the Eastern Boulevard, southbound lanes around I-85, southbound lanes around Lagoon Park as well, and the northbound lanes over around Ware's Ferry Road. The 31s are taking a little bit of a hit this morning, especially over on Wetumpka Highway around Redland Road, all the way up past Jasmine Hill Road is backed up pretty solid. And on up the road a little bit on the other end of Jasmine Hill Road, they're seeing some of that backup as well. North Boulevard around Jackson Ferry Road, there is some backup there around that construction scene. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry with the new body style as low as $349 per month. With no money down, just sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Now open on Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Perhaps I've said too much.
Look at this. I'm here with the Keebler Elves.
Why don't we just take a break?
Hey, Montgomery. How do you make an amazing deal on internet and TV even better? You stack on $480 worth of savings. For a limited time, WOW is offering 100 meg internet for only $19.99 a month when bundled. We're also stacking on a free DVR for 1 year. and your choice of one premium channel. Plus, next-day installation is also available. But this stack of deals won't last forever. So go to WowWay.com or call 855-WOWWAY2 and switch to WOW today. Wow, that's better. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's the first annual Tulatoma Art Trail, Saturday, April 21st in historic downtown Wetumpka. Artists, quilters, musicians, master gardeners, and so much more. Artists demonstrating and selling work. Free hands-on art activities for all the kids. Exhibits, plant swaps with master gardeners, live music, great food, fun for the entire family, and it's free. It's the Tulatoma Art Trail, Saturday, April 21st, historic downtown Wetumpka. Find us online at thekelly.org or on Facebook.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Every home, like every family, is different, and with pets, kids, and other household messes, your flooring needs are different too. Whether your family prefers laminate, hardwood, tile, or the ultra-tough Smart Strand stain-resistant carpet, Bradville Carpet has you covered. There's nothing worse than walking across a cold tile floor in the morning. So if you purchase a new construction floor package, Bradville Carpet will throw in a free heated floor for your master bathroom. They offer 12 months interest-free financing. For a free estimate, call Bradville Carpet, 285-8117. Located in Bradville on Cobbs Ford Road, Bradville Carpet, your hometown flooring headquarters.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tumbled out of bed and I'm grumpy in the kitchen. Pour myself and sure for nutrition, fart and stretch, I'm lucky to be alive. Sitting in the shower, my blood's pumping, an hour to pee, cause I got old plumbing. I'm gonna be late for work, and I'm 95. Work till 95, killing me to make a living, barely getting by. All I do is dream of quitting, I am going blind, but I always eat my fiber. I work such long hours, I need some adult diapers. Some Bengay lotion. I am so tired. My bosses are just some punk kids. Retiring is on my bucket list.
And by the way, if you would like to not be working when you're 95 years old, give Brad McDonald a call and get a nice retirement plan going at 3870094. I played that song for him yesterday just for that reason.
That's hilarious.
It is 7:50. The big news today is that Emily...
The thing you talking about?
The thing.
The thing.
She done went and got hitched.
No. Get hitched.
She got promised to be hitched.
I got promised to be hitched.
Promised to be hitched.
And sat on the news, which is really
difficult. Sunday is when it happened,
which
right?
Is really difficult, yeah. For Emily.
Did he do this at Sal Sounds?
Did he what?
Did he do this at Sal Sounds?
Yeah, he did it Sunday morning.
How?
Yeah, we want to know.
Go through the day.
Did he drop to a knee and say, I love you and I want you?
He didn't do the... Did you do the knee?
No. So Saturday we went off-site.
You a stamped self-addressed envelope so you could reply.
No.
Check here. Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday we went to lunch. Like, we went a couple of blocks off the festival site and went to lunch. There's this place in on Dolphin Street called the A&M Peanut Shop, and they roast peanuts and have a boatload of candy. It's just like a big glass case of, you want Sour Patch Kids, you want Swedish Fish. Like, it's all like, you scoop it by the pound kind of thing.
Right.
As we were walking to lunch, he jokingly said, "That's where you can get my engagement ring." And I joked, because they have ring pops. So Sunday morning, I was setting up artist check-in.
Yes.
And was getting that set up. I was very thirsty. We were the only, like, there were only like four of us on site at that point. And so I was setting it up, and I asked him if he would go down to the corner and, you know, grab us a soda or something. Mm-hmm. And so he did, and by the time he got back, I had put together artist check-in, and everything was calm. The wind had finally stopped, and nothing was blowing around. And Tabitha, the other volunteer, she had walked off to do something, and he came back up and handed me my soda. And then he took out the ring pop.
Whoa.
And he asked, you know, and I laughed because I saw the ring pop, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then he said, he asked me if I would marry him. And I said, well, of course. And then he just kind of stood there, and he smiled really big. And yeah. I said, are you being serious? He said, I'm being very serious. And I was like, whoa, expletive.
A ring pop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not the ring, but the ring pop.
You thought he was kidding.
I thought he was kidding, but then he just kind of looked at me, and he was smiling really big, and I said, are you serious?
If we're going by that, do you know how many women I've been engaged to with ring pops?
Well, I said, are you serious? And he said, I'm very serious. And then I said, yes, of course.
Wow.
And he called my dad.
Did anyone capture it on...
my friend Tabitha...
We get on a security cam?
Tabitha walked up while he was still smiling really hard before I said, yes, of course.
Yeah.
And she got emotional. Oh. And so she was the first one to know. But then came back and looked at some rings and decided that was the right one.
The smoky taupe.
The smoky taupe pet.
You know how many times I've been engaged with actual diamonds?
I know, I'm not...
My face is hanging over every diamond mine in South Africa.
I've never really been for me, I think diamonds are lovely, but for me, I've never really...
For the stations just joining us now on the network here, a thing was announced at 6:35 Central Time this morning, a big thing. It happened on Sunday. We're hearing the news today. The thing is, Emily and former boyfriend, now fiancé, And we revealed his name, too.
Yes,
Eric. Are engaged. Yeah. We don't have a date yet, folks. But stay tuned to these stations.
Who else doesn't know?
Well, I reckon everyone knows now. I think some of his aunts... He may have already told his aunts. I don't know. But we were going to see them in person this weekend. So
Is
it Facebook official?
Yeah, it's Facebook official.
Oh my gosh. You're hearing the news, ladies and gentlemen. It is now Facebook official. The thing has been announced.
Now,
is this the part where Cronkite takes off his glasses and wipes
from Dallas, Texas? Yeah. Apparently official.
I just really wish there. I mean, I should have told you to have your camera ready or something, because
the
face that Rich made was priceless. But Greg going catatonic.
He went into silence.
You just got stiff, man, and you just... Your headphones slid off your head, and you couldn't say anything.
Is it just me, or does it seem like this? And I don't think there's any such thing as a certain amount of time that's the perfect amount of time.
Are we in a dream?
Before a couple.
Is that what you're saying? Is this a dream sequence?
Bobby Ewing is going to come out of the shower.
I know. Let's see what Scarecrow has to say this morning.
What's up? Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey,
Greg, you're going to have to get a new trailer for when Emily leaves. It's now Emily is off the market.
there you go.
Instead of out of the building, yeah.
So
instead of out of the building.
So Rusty has something new for us in a little while, huh?
Yeah, the top of the hour.
Okay. All right. Look forward to
congratulations, Emily. Hope everything goes smoothly.
Thank you.
And let's say good morning to Mumnut.
Hey, congratulations, Emily, on Fane 1. Shall we be expecting Fane 2 news anytime?
No. Well, I don't know. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Hey, you know what the guy that said y'all, he thought you and Jay were a couple? That's because y'all sound like a couple that's been married 15 years.
Yeah, well, they said that about me and Susan Woody, too. And I can assure you that radio relationship was never consummated.
No slap to the face, huh?
I turned her down so many times. Oh, my
God.
God
bless it.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Feel like a piece of
I was going to say, if I said something like, if anybody told me something that I couldn't do, like tie my shoe, and I said, shut up, would that be derogatory or mean, or is that a Southern expression?
I mean, I don't know. Obviously, context matters, but from what you're giving me, that doesn't sound mean or anything like that. Sounds fun, playful.
I got banned from a server for that.
You got banned from a server?
Yeah, unbelievable, ain't it?
I mean, not really.
Because I typed in S-A-U-D-D-U-D. Shut up.
Oh, okay. I don't know, man. Oh. It all depends on who's running it, but, you know.
Power hungry admin.
If they didn't want you, then you don't, yeah, they don't deserve you.
We appreciate your call, as always, as we close in on 8 o'clock. Well, now that boyfriend has promised to put a roof over your head, mm-hmm. if he really wants to seal that commitment, he'll call Jones Brothers to make sure that it never leaks, that it's always solid, that it's always a roof that will keep you dry and protect you.
You sound like the preacher now.
I am. Do you take this roof to be... No, seriously, for those of you who...
If you need a guy, by the way.
I appreciate that, but my pastor.
Okay.
Okay.
Just putting it out there.
I appreciate that.
I was hoping for another J. Scott Darth Vader officiant.
Like y'all to come and enjoy.
You realize the lines I could put into that service? Oh, my God.
That's one we should face. So
they're going to be alcohol at this wedding?
Rich, of course.
But brought to you by Maker's Mark.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your Jones Brothers.
No, it seemed as good a time as any to make that, you know, you're going to put a roof over somebody's head and keep it. You want to also make sure that it doesn't leak or have issues. And when it does, such problems are inevitable. Yeah. And smart couples decide to call 800-264-8009 and let Jones Brothers take care of the problem. They've been doing it for over 70 years, and I got news for you. In that business or any business, nobody sticks around for 7 decades unless, in a town this size where word gets around without a reputation for top-notch outcomes and reasonable pricing and a guarantee that it is as good as any in the business. So call them at 800-264-8009. Newlyweds, they can add, replace.